All right, we got about 40 seconds left on the live telecast as far as the radio goes, but of course, the remaining half hour to 45 minutes goes into a recording, which then goes up onto the site later in the day. Also, don't forget, we are live, therobscaryshow.com, therobscaryshow.com. You can watch us. All right, so listen, interesting right now. The new narrative, it's pretty good. It's pretty good considering that as it pertains to the 9/11 report, the 28 pages that were hidden for 15 years that came out like a week and a half ago, right around the time of the Republicans going to their convention. It was basically put out so it would get buried and nobody would talk about it, which nobody did. Nobody broke it down. Nobody analyzed it. Nobody did anything. But it's funny because you read this and there's so many dots that connect Saudi Arabia to 9/11. I mean, you have ambassadors and diplomats and money trails and people going to events, doing dry runs. I mean, it's so there. But of course, the media, the Democrats, the White House tell us there's no there. There's no evidence. There's no smoking gun. Okay. But the narrative on the Dem leak is basically Vladimir Putin and one of his friends were sitting in his office hacking the DNC's servers so that they could get all of these emails and give them to the WikiLeaks guy so that it will hurt Hillary Clinton and then Donald Trump will be elected and he will let Putin take over Ukraine. I mean, that's the narrative. That's the narrative. Absolutely no evidence. Absolutely no evidence. Yet, if you go to the Daily Beast, there's a picture of Putin. There's a picture of Putin, and it says FBI suspects Russia hacked DNC. U.S. officials say it was to elect Donald Trump. Imagine this. I mean, imagine this. Absolutely no evidence. No evidence that Vladimir Putin was sitting there with his boys hacking. And let me flip this around. Let me flip this around. And I'll be curious to see if anybody kind of jumps on this. But let's flip this around. So, okay. Think about this. And in my Republican friends, people in the Trump campaign, just the people that need to hear this, that can use this, please pay attention. Think about the story that Democrats and the media are starting to spin. Vladimir Putin, and I say Vladimir Putin because they keep showing pictures of Vladimir Putin when they're talking about Russia hacked the DNC server to elect Donald Trump. They're showing a picture of Putin. Okay? So when I say Putin, I'm going based off of the media and what they are spinning when they're showing pictures of Putin. You have Putin and his band of hackers sitting in his office going in to the DNC servers to grab 20,000 emails so they could put them out on the internet to elect Donald Trump. So they're going through all of this work. Okay. Logical. Sure. With their professional hackers. Okay. Logical. Sure. And yet, Hillary Clinton doesn't get into trouble whatsoever for having a server that is no more or no less as secure as the DNC server. No more, no less. There's no way you can honestly say, oh, the DNC server is far more secured. You can't say that. And you can't say that it's less secured. So when the FBI, the same FBI, who's saying, oh, the DNC was hacked by Russian hackers and Vladimir Putin to spill these emails to the media and to the world to get Donald Trump elected, that same FBI says, you know what? What Hillary Clinton did wasn't wrong. She didn't put national secrets at risk by doing what she did with her private server. Matter of fact, she wasn't negligent. She just was stupid. She wasn't as sophisticated as we all thought. She didn't do anything wrong. And that's why we're not charging her. And anybody who says this is a big deal is just stupid. Just stupid. If Vladimir Putin hacking the DNC server and grabbing emails where the DNC is talking about Bernie Sanders being a Jew or an atheist, if Vladimir Putin is doing that to get the American people riled up so that they elect Donald Trump, don't you think that the same hackers got in to Hillary Clinton's server? I mean, we know that her servers were hacked. We know that. We know that to be a fact. We know they had to turn their servers off to prevent hacking. We know that happened a few times. So, are you really going to believe Russia? Because if you believe the media narrative, if you believe the Clinton narrative, if you believe the Daily Beast narrative, that Vladimir Putin did this to get Donald Trump elected, then you have to go with the assumption that Vladimir Putin has a treasure trove. Hell, did you ever think about this? Did you ever wonder why in the last few years? Think about this, okay? These last few years, Putin has been more aggressive than any time in the past, what, 7 years before? Think about Putin 4 years ago. Think about Putin 5 years ago compared with Putin today. Do you think that's a coincidence? Or do you think maybe during that time, Hillary Clinton's server was hacked? And there's tens of thousands of emails that are in Russian hands. And they know exactly what Obama's thoughts are and Hillary Clinton's thoughts and everybody in between's thoughts on different situations. So Putin is doing the things that he's doing because he knows Obama isn't going to do A, B, C, or D, or Hillary Clinton and her team that are still left aren't going to do A, B, C, or D, past or future, because he's got years and years of emails. Putin's got years and years of emails where Clinton advisors or Clinton herself or Obama's advisors or Obama himself have talked about situations, talked about scenarios, talked about what ifs. So Putin's sitting there going, well, if I go into Ukraine or I go into the Baltic, wherever I go, I know XYZ. If I go into Syria, if I start backing Syria's play, if I start backing Assad's play, if I do all these things, I know what's going to happen or I know what's not going to happen because I got emails straight from Obama's mouth, straight from Hillary's mouth. Do you guys ever think about that? You guys ever think about that? You know, at one point, Putin was an ally. I mean, after Reagan and the tear down the wall and everything that transpired, you know, Russia, granted, they're not part of NATO. And, you know, when I say ally, but I mean, there was some cooperation. There was some working together on things. I mean, the relationship with Russia today wasn't like it was 8 years, 9 years ago, 10 years ago. And the relationship with Russia today wasn't like it was in 08 and 09 and 2010. Our relationship with Russia today is worse than it was years ago. Why is that? I mean, you notice that every move Putin does, there is no pushback. It's like he knows everything. It's like he knows that if he invades here or he shoots down this plane or he moves into this country or he backs this play, it's like he knows what our response is going to be. He knows what the response is going to be. Why? Maybe because he already has Hillary Clinton's emails. If he got into the DNC's emails, why the hell is it unlikely that he got into Hillary Clinton's emails? If he's hacking DNC emails to get disparaging comments from workers at the DNC talking about Mexicans and their Mexican taco bowls and Bernie Sanders' Jewism and all the other things that go along, Chuck Todd being Debbie Wasserman's bitch, if Putin did those things to get Trump elected, then what do you think Putin would do to rule the world? What would Putin do to rule the world? Huh? You ever think about that? And I hope if you never thought about that, you're thinking about it now. And my Trump friends, my Trump workers, I hope you're listening. I hope you're taking notes down. I hope you guys are sending this episode off to Manafort or Kushner, somebody. But you guys need to start talking about that. I need to start seeing this talked about on O'Reilly. I need this to start being talked about on Hannity. Because this is real. This is legit. If the media narrative is Vladimir Putin, the Daily Beast's narrative, if their narrative is Putin hacked the DNC to get the emails to embarrass Hillary Clinton, the DNC, Donald Trump elected, then you have to say that everything that's been going on with Russia is not an accident, because Putin and his crew hacked Hillary Clinton's server. They've got tens of thousands of emails. And they know no matter what they do in certain situations, the outcome from us and our actions, because they're in black and white. It's legit, my friends. It's legit.